At 6:06, it is overcast and 67 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 81 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Well, trash cans are toppled this morning and tree limbs are snapped from some small trees as thunderstorms blow through the Tulsa area. Now, tornadoes were reported last night near Nowata. PSO this morning says about 100 customers remain offline here in Tulsa. Flooding has been reported in parts of Osage, Washington, and Craig counties from heavy rainfall overnight, and there was some damage reported in the Welch area from strong winds that took the roof from a house last night. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has ruled that a proposal to give personhood rights to human embryos is unconstitutional. Catherine Roberts this morning has our story.
Oklahoma voters would have seen the measure on the November ballot. Had Personhood Oklahoma received enough signatures in support of sending the state constitutional amendment to the people? The amendment declared that life begins at conception. In March, the Center for Reproductive Rights filed a lawsuit against the petition, and yesterday the Oklahoma Supreme Court threw out the petition as unconstitutional. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
The results of a race for House District seat number 71 in Tulsa that was originally won by 3 votes is tossed out by the Oklahoma Supreme Court. Yesterday's decision means that the district seat will remain vacant until the November general election. Initial returns from the April 3rd election show Democrat Dan Arthrell the winner by 3 votes over Republican Katie Hinkey. Hinkey then requested a manual recount, which found her the winner by 1 vote, and then some missing ballots were found. With time running out, the Tulsa community leaders are still pushing for a bond issue to fund a museum of popular culture in the Brady Arts District. President of the Tulsa Metro Chamber, Mike Neal, says the time is right.
Now's the time to make some capital investments, that it makes good sense to make some capital investments and borrow some money now in much-needed capital investments and much-needed capital improvements.
There's less than a month left in the session at the state capitol, and to date, there is no pending legislation for the OK Pop Museum. Tulsa area film, music, and business professionals gather for the first meeting of the Mayor's Film and Music Advisory Board. The goal is to attract more film and music projects to Tulsa. Melanie Sweeney is the Director of Development for the Tulsa-based production company, Dolphin Bay Films.
We have film productions come in, and they want to come back. They always want to come back. And we want to make it easy for them to come back. We want to help them use the tax incentives.
At yesterday's meeting, City Councilor Blake Ewing emphasized that not only is this effort good for Tulsa's art scene, but could also help create new jobs. Interpreters who help doctors communicate with patients who don't speak English convene for a meeting in Tulsa. Marshall Stewart was there.
When it's a life or death medical situation, communication is important. Sometimes it's an English-speaking doctor and a foreign language patient. That's where medical interpreters come in. Louis Provenzano is president of Language Line Services, a phone network with interpreters covering more than 170 languages and dialects.
They have to spend a significant amount of time in order to make sure that they've got the level of proficiency that's required in an emergency medical situation.
More than 120 people from across the nation and several foreign countries are attending the Medical Interpreters Forum in downtown Tulsa. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, rain ending, becoming warm and muggy, a high of 81, breezy and mild tonight with a low of 65. Tomorrow, windy and warm with a high of 85. National Weather Service radar showing just a few sprinkles now over portions of northeast Oklahoma. It is mostly cloudy now and 67 degrees. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.